It is 9:35. Good morning. 71 degrees. Talk Around Tuesday continues. Been a while since we've had this guy in. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Report all poachers. You probably heard of this. It's called the RAP program.
Correct.
And, man, have you got a list of things, folks? If you've been looking around for anything from what? Like guns to fishing rods to coolers of every size.
Yeah. We were just talking about that.
Tell us about this.
We got hundreds of those.
What's going on here?
Well, the RAP program is part of the Game and Fish opportunity for a person to turn in someone that is violating the game laws. You can call in. There's a 1-800 number. You can call in and report it. You could remain anonymous if you'd like. And through the process of the courts, the individual that created or committed the offense sometimes has to give up something.
Okay.
And in some cases, it's firearms, archery equipment, fishing equipment, and so on. And that's all confiscated by the wardens from the Game and Fish Department. It's all cataloged and stored. And when we get to a point of having a certain amount of material,
you got to wash that.
Well,
you got to get rid of it.
Yeah. We kind of got a tipping point of about 50 firearms. Well, we've got over 60 this year.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're having an auction. It's in Bismarck. And the firearms, the fishing equipment, the archery equipment, and all of that is up for auction. And we're going to be doing that August 19th. And this is the Ice Arena on the South Wichita Drive in Bismarck. It's the Capital Schaumburg Arena.
Okay.
We did that back in 2019. We had an auction out there.
Said you had a good turnout, too.
We had a really good turnout, yep. And we did well as far as selling the items at auction. And what the profit of the auction does, it pays for the rewards. If a person calls in and reports an offense, and we have funding available to reward that person for turning in the poacher.
So that's a win-win.
It is, and it kind of pays for itself as we go. But this year, we, like I said, we have over 60 firearms that have been confiscated, and archery equipment, fishing equipment. I was just I just got an email from one of the wardens. We have hunting blinds and tree stands and game cameras and, you know, anything that's associated with hunting and fishing is probably on this auction.
Yeah, I would guess, yeah.
If they go to the website for the Wildlife Federation, they can look at all the items. It's all listed out there. And our auctioneer is G&G Auctioneering. And if you go to Midwest Auctions, a lot of people know about Midwest Auctions. If you go there and look up G&G Auctions, you can see pictures of all the items, all the firearms, and the archery equipment that's up for sale. The neat thing that we're going to do this year is the archery equipment and the firearms are going to be available for online bidding. Follow the link through G&G Auctions. You can sign up for online bidding.
And that's new this year.
That is new.
Okay.
We didn't, 2019, we were not able to do that. This year, we were working with G&G, and they've got that availability. So if you don't want to make the trip to Bismarck, but you still want to bid, you certainly can do that.
Boy, that's a nice resource.
You betcha. You betcha.
And again, you can find this at NorthDakotaWildlife.org. That's all one word, by the way.
Yep.
Okay.
And the list is out there. As soon as you go to that website, the screen pops up and says, do you want to take a look? And all you got to do is say yes, and here's the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, if you follow the link to G&G Auctions, you can see all the pictures. You can get yourself signed up to do the online bidding if you'd like. That will be August 19th, and the auction actually starts at 11, but we've designated 1 o'clock for the online bidding to start. That's when we're going to start with the firearms and the archery equipment.
Okay.
And then we'll go through all of that and then switch back to the other items and complete the auction.
So, Greg, with the wrap auction, does this happen just once a year, or do you do it, you know?
No. We have kind of a trigger point as we, I shouldn't say we, as the wardens confiscate items and it goes through the court process and so on. When we have approximately 50 firearms, that's kind of the trigger point,
okay,
and we start planning the auction. The
no
last
pun
one
intended.
Was 2019.
Right,
it took this long to get that many. So,
okay,
that's kind of a good thing.
It doesn't happen
every year, because if it happened every year, there'd be a lot more violations.
Sure,
we don't want that.
No.
So, again, if
this is great. It's a good way to keep control of things, but at the same time, like you said, the money goes back into it.
The money goes back into the program, and if the person that does the reporting decides that they would like the reward, that's their option. They can either accept it or not accept it, depending on how they feel about it.
Yeah.
But the rewards are out there if somebody would turn in a violator.
Fantastic. And great program.
There's various levels. You know,
okay,
we've had some that were, I would say, quite severe. Mm-hmm. Multiple big game animals were involved. And I give a lot of kudos to the wardens, because, you know, it takes a lot of their time to go through and do the research and find out what actually happened. And through that process, again, when it gets into the courts and whatever the court decides, the person that did the violation may have to give up something. And most of the time it's what they're using for that particular violation, firearms.
So did the Federation come to you or to the Sportsman's Club, or was it the other way around? How did you get hooked up with this?
The Sportsman's Club is an affiliated member of the North Dakota Wildlife Federation.
Okay.
And I'm the representative for the Red River Sportsman's Club. I'm also the secretary for the Report All Poachers program. So I'm really involved.
You are involved in not just that, but a lot of other things, too.
A lot of other things. But this one's been interesting. We've worked with some of the wardens, some of the people from the Game and Fish, people from the Wildlife Federation. We've got a number of volunteers that are coming in to help us. It's going to be a good auction.
All right.
If anybody's interested in what's going on, you can check it out at the North Dakota wildlife.org, and the list is there.
Okay.
And then, like I said, follow Midwest Auctions and G&G Auctioneers, and you can have a look at all the pictures of the archery and firearms that'll be up for sale. And it'll be part of the online bidding.
Again, that's Saturday, August 19th, and that's going on in Bismarck. But again, you can bid online.
You can bid online for the firearms and the archery. There's many more items that are going to be sold, but they're not going to be part of the online. It's
all
just
right,
the firearms and the archery.
So switching gears, you know, in your retirement, what else is going on with the Sportsman's Club? You're the busiest retired guy I know.
I try. It keeps me out of trouble.
Right.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also have affiliates, and one of them is the head of the Red Gun Club, which is north of Breck. They're having their fourth annual Clays of Glory shootout, and this is Saturday, September 10th, starting at noon. It's a turkey shoot. They're going to do all kinds of games, anti-olicky protection, flurry shoots. They've got skeet range out there. The benefit of the program is going to go to some of the reconstruction work they've got going out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, head of the Red, it's north of Breck, 2 miles north on number 9, September 10th at noon.
Okay.
And go out and have some fun.
Beautiful facility
out
there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And it just keeps getting better.
Yeah. They keep working at it, do a lot of repair work, upgrades, and so on. And we've had a few of our club meetings out there. I know they've rented out the facility for different activities. So, you know, it's a great spot.
All right. What else you got there?
Well, we have something new that just started up. We have one of our local Wapton police officers is now qualified and certified to do concealed carry training.
Okay.
This is John Kotz. He is a Wahpeton police officer, and he is he did one already to kind of break the ice. Mm-hmm. We've got another one coming up. If you're interested in taking a concealed carry class for North Dakota, it's Sunday, August 27th, starting at 2 o'clock, and that'll be in the community center out of Morton.
Okay.
If you look up Big John's Concealed Carry, all the information is out there. You can sign up and be part of the class. If you need a class one or a class two, they do all the print or the fingerprinting and the pictures and everything. It's included.
Everything you need.
Everything you need.
All
yep.
right.
Yep. So that's a new one for us, and we're grateful that John has taken the time to go through the training and get certified, mm-hmm. and that's great.
All right. Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Again, nice resource.
You betcha. September 4th, Morton Sportsman's Club, the Joe Pekarski Trap Range, is having a turkey shoot. That's our annual turkey shoot for Labor Day. That starts at noon, and we're 2 miles north of Morton on Highway 1.
Okay.
September 4th, and this is all the fun stuff. Trap rounds, flurry shoot, protection, Annie Oakley, we pay back for Top Gun. We got meat prizes and turkey rounds and a lot of crazy stuff goes on. But we have a lot of fun.
A lot of fun is being had,
yep,
too.
And we'll come out there, and we get things ready about 11. And a lot of times you'll pull up, and there'll be a whole row of pickups, and there'll be tents, and they're grilling. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of the last big weekend for the lakes, but we encourage people to come back and have some fun with our turkey shoot out there.
All right. Good time.
You bet.
Brad, let me check the time.
Sure.
Okay, we got a couple more minutes. What else
okay.
you got?
Well, I'm just going to give you some dates. We've got the Youth Goose Hunt coming up September 9th and 10th. Youth Waterfowl Hunt September 16th. Youth Pheasant Hunt October 7th. Our Ladies Rooster Roundup October 21st. And then the biggie.
It's the smoker.
That's the smoker, October 21st at the community center. Let me get to that pile. There it is.
You got a lot of papers.
Oh, I know.
People keep it all straight. I don't know how you do it.
Well, it keeps my brain in order sometimes.
Mm, right.
But anyway, this is the 34th annual smoker, and we'll be down here some more, and we're going to be talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
We started preparing for this smoker after last year's smoker.
Okay.
And we've been accumulating some of the items that we'll be giving away. But it's $20 admission, wild game stew, wild game chili, until it's gone. I got a call from Manoc Meats, and he said, yeah, we're going to be getting some deer in, so we're going to be able to make the stew and chili.
Make use of that. Good.
From venison.
All right.
But you need to be 21, or you got to be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Tickets will be available fairly soon. We're in the process right now of getting things ready, so we'll be selling tickets here in a not too distant future. But this is the big one for us. This drives everything the Sportsman's Club does.
And you guys are busy year round.
Yeah,
you got very little
fishing contest, summer fishing, winter fishing, the fall hunts. We've got our junior wildlife program. There's just a whole bunch of things going on that we want to get kids outdoors, mm-hmm. involved in the outdoors, involved in some of the activities that are out there. And try to get them to understand conservation and what it all takes to make all this stuff happen with the wildlife. And
absolutely.
And this is what drives everything that we do.
All right.
So everybody's invited. Come on out. We'll be talking some more about this.
Oh, we're gonna talk a lot more
about the
smoker and everything else you got going.
Put it on your calendar already. Saturday, October 21st, 5 o'clock.
All right. Greg, always a pleasure, my friend. Good to see you again.
Love it. This is fun.
All right. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. It is 9:49 here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.